Hello and welcome back to Not My Bag. I am Joe.
And I am George.
And today we have a special game show episode with two of our
favourite gays.
Favourite gays. Ooh, it's yeah. Leslie Jordan's gays. Ghost. And it's Dan Sweren.
Up with me, Daddy.
Oh my God.
Oh. How are you?
I'm brilliant. Thank you for having us.
How are you guys?
No worries, yeah,
really good. How are the eyes doing with the twitches?
We're
and
twitching.
Everything?
This one's twitching. You've been twitching.
I'm
right
feeling like a certified cracker.
We're strung out.
Should we put some context out there? Obviously, you've just moved into a new house.
We've just
You're not shooting up heroin.
You're not shooting up heroin. 80 lines of coke.
We've just moved into a new house.
Congratulations, by the way.
It's been extremely stressful. Max has not participated in anything, let's be real.
Yeah.
He's been away partying with his friend for a week, and I've been holding down the fort, receiving all the packages.
That sounds about right, baby.
Because I'm whipped.
Oh, my God.
Lady of leisure.
Oh, yeah. It's hell. Just getting ready for this morning, it took me like an hour longer than it normally would, because I'm like searching through boxes of Crocs, trying to find my belongings.
He had a nervous breakdown.
I did. Genuinely. No, and the windows were open, and I was like, oh, our neighbours just heard me. That's not good.
I don't want to live here anymore. I was like, in 1 week.
I was like, I'm going to buy a flat to live in whilst we sort this house out.
You and Andrew's
like,
that
makes no sense. Yeah. Oh, well, we're doing that.
Bless you.
But
bless
we're here
it's
now.
So
we're
hard.
In
great.
What else has been going on? Much. I guess moving house is pretty big.
Yeah, that's taken up a lot of the time.
Yeah. Extremely
what else
big.
Have we been doing? Oh, you had a Garnier party.
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, yeah.
You were in Switzerland.
I was in Switzerland.
He was munching on, what are they in Switzerland? Cheese?
Meatballs, right?
The puss.
Oh, wait, hold on. That's Swedish.
Swedish puss.
It's not Swedish.
What accent am I? Oh, shit. Oh, no.
Is that?
I have embarrassed myself. I'm now France.
That is not correct. And it's a private joke. I feel extremely left out here.
You just jumped four countries.
I messed up the languages.
You went English, Swedish, and French.
Well, you were the one there, not me. I'm not educated.
I just
clearly.
Said meatballs, but that's very much Swedish.
Yeah, that's exactly. Like, yeah.
You went, oh, that's Swedish. Bonjour!
Bonjour! But yeah, you were. God, you missed out. You missed
I did.
Out.
I did. How was
you
it?
Missed out on Joe getting us up. Yeah, context. I had an end of Pride season, basically end of summer Pride party with Garnier and
all of your families, by the way.
Yeah,
and our families met
there
for the first time.
Giving engagement party.
I know, it literally felt like it. Everyone who was there was like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm at your wedding. I was like, I feel like it's our wedding
as
well.
Your grandma
like,
was there. She's
yeah, my grandma
it.
Was there. My grandma was amazing.
Didn't she? She was gay rights.
Yes.
I was like, yeah.
Oh, she.
We love Dorothy.
This woman, like, doesn't drink, is a very quiet, keeps herself to herself. She had a few, everyone, because it was free drinks, people just kept handing her drinks,
oh,
like nonstop.
That.
She was slaughtered.
Oh.
She was up on stage, gay ride. It was amazing. But yeah, so we did this one segment. Blue Hydrangea was the, what would you say, like the MC or something, and like the host of the thing.
MC.
And I knew like the layout of what we were doing. I did a speech and then we were going to do like a lip sync battle, like RuPaul's Drag Race style. And
where it all went downhill.
and I was like, right, so I'm going to pick two people and Blue's going to pick two people to be part of our teams. And Joe immediately puts his hand up as soon as
so
Blue.
Eager,
and
like
I wanted to go for him, like, because obviously I'm friends with Joe. I was like, oh, I don't know if he would actually want to do this. Like, this is a bit crazy. And so I was kind of going to him, like, but he was not looking. He was just like, yes, me, miss me. Goes up on stage. I picked Dane and Chesa Blonde, who were amazing. Who else was? There was
strong
a girl
team.
Who worked at Garnier. She was amazing.
I don't think she knew what was going on.
At one
on
point,
either.
I thought I was going to have to perform with her, and I thought, honey, we need some training quick.
This is a one. Man band, baby. But yeah, you got up there and you didn't lip sync, you rapped.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. You did great.
Yeah, as soon as the Garnier lady was performing, they were like, you're number two. I went into the crowd. It was so funny. I went up to show. I was like, who's got a full drink? I was like,
you were doubting.
I saw you.
Came what? Back on. I went up to the lady. I was like, I want the last 30 seconds of Heated. Give me a fucking mic. Oh, and then the rest was a blur.
It was brilliant.
It was great. Everyone loved it. You got to the final.
I got to the final.
Yeah, you did.
I know. And then that guy.
Yeah, Dane.
He picked the song. He knew the choreo too, and you should have seen my face when he started doing it.
You both just stood there and like fanned him from the side. You're like,
the right man won though. I think if you or Chesa won, I would have thrown her.
You would have got it.
I would have been.
Oh my god, Charlie told me this really funny story about you. He said that, you know, it was based on Cheers. You know, like when you had to like cheer for who you thought was the best.
Yeah.
Apparently Charlie was cheering so much, you turned around and was like, okay, we get it. Well, it was me.
That sounds about right. Yeah. Oh
my God. The decibel level in my ear.
He is very loud.
Yeah.
And yeah, when it came to me,
sorry,
you were like
trying to sabotage you. Anyway,
I get it. Oh, lordy lord.
Okay. It was a great time.
It was an amazing party.
You did very well, Max.
It was.
Yeah, and you were knee deep in Spanish puns.
Spanish puns.
So we have round one called Geezer and Geezette. So we have some paddles, and we're basically going to ask each other questions, and whoever gets the most matches wins the most points.
Oh,
and
then.
Oh, this is for us.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you not have one either?
Why have we got yes?
Oh, you might have to turn them round.
I understand.
We've run out of budget. We have to use these every time.
So what's I still don't get this game. Right. Every
so
time
the
we
aim
play
of
it.
The game is that one of them is a colour, and then if we say like who is most likely to shit in the street,
right?
And then
right.
You both
oh, we know
go,
the answer to that. Yeah.
I'll be yellow, you be orange.
That's it.
Right, yeah, okay. and then it goes.
Whoever you think it is, you keep it up.
Question number one.
Okay.
Oh,
You're yellow.
I'm yellow, you're orange.
Okay, right.
Cool. Great.
Question number one. Who is more annoying? We'll do three, two, one.
Yeah. And it's to Mac. I would never have thought that.
What?
I mean,
shocking.
Come on. It's very self-explanatory,
I mean,
isn't it?
I obviously find you more annoying than I find myself, but I'd say like
you have
objectively.
More...
I give more to be annoyed by.
Yeah, you're very aggravating.
Thank you.
You just, I don't know, you just talk a lot, don't you?
Oh, thanks. He's so sweet.
At least he's good.
The love is real.
Oh my God.
Who wears the trousers in the relationship? 3, 2, 1. Do you think?
Oh, I run this man.
Run through this man. No, he just, you're just like, because you're very, what's the word? High maintenance, awful, just like very commanding and demanding.
I would say
it's a lot of adjectives I could use. I don't know. So I feel like.
I just want to clarify. Before, when we were in the car here, because Andrew's never done like a podcast or anything like this
yours,
before.
Although that doesn't really count.
I was like,
right, so they might ask like, you know, questions about our relationship. Oh, I was like, just don't drop me in it. Don't make
and
me
I
look
said,
like a
baby,
psycho.
We're a team.
Andrew literally went, no, I'm going to come from the viewpoint that we're a team and that we're in love.
Come from the viewpoint.
Adjectives, awful, irritating,
no, but I'm
loud.
Saying, you're lovely. I do
Thank
love you.
You.
But you're very, what's the word? You're just like...
Annoying.
No, you just get stressed very easily. Like you've got a lot of conditions. He's very conditional. So I feel like you can easily get thrown off. So I feel like I have to calm him down.
This is why
you're
very similar.
That's when you are together. It's like a bit of a
honestly,
nightmare. Really.
I've said
when we're together, Andrew's always the one that like is like,
I'm
no,
dad.
We're not we need to do this because
I was going
to
say I'm older, but you're like nearly as old as me, aren't you? So he's cracking. That's why he's got the Botox, maybe. I can see them.
Oh, maybe. No, honestly, yeah, Joe... It is a shock. I mean, I say all the time that if I wasn't with Andrew, I would 100% be single because nobody would put up with me.
Oh, so. Well, you've been broken up with every time before, haven't you?
Screaming it. I saw Rosie doing the back of this game.
What is a team about this?
No,
hey,
I do love
look
you.
Look at you.
Cut that.
Cut that. Dead ass.
Okay, so the next one is who is more self-absorbed?
Three. Wait, let me think about this. Let me think about this. And I want you to think about this as well.
Well, there's an obvious answer.
Right,
and then okay,
three,
like a,
two, one.
Oh. Yeah.
Just being polite.
Yeah.
I actually think that.
Oh. No, I guarantee if we got out our camera rolls, one person's would be
right,
full
fair,
of
fair.
Awful videos of themselves. One of them would be full of pictures of themselves.
I am more vain.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
I am more vain. And I don't know, but I don't know.
Self-absorbed. I don't feel like I'm self-absorbed.
You started this industry by choice. I kind of fell into it because of you. And I do think this industry is a little bit self-absorbed.
This is the downfall of the relationship.
I'm catching my YouTube as well. I suppose you have to think that you've got something about you for you to start in this industry. No?
Andrew, nobody put a camera up to your face and said you need to film a TikTok about what you're eating in a day today, right? Okay. You chose to do that, all right? So
3 days and a half. fucking mama.
Right, someone told me that they actually follow my carbonara recipes. I don't know what you're on about.
Because it's good. I'm not surprised. But don't act like I'm over here forcing you against your will, like honey boo boo child. Like, dance, mama, dance. Look at you.
Anyway, next one.
Fucking hell. Here we go. We didn't write these.
Okay, I'm ready.
Who has the higher body count?
Oh.
3, 2. Oh,
and mine's not even low, but like yours is just.
Before I met Andrew, I mean, I always describe it to my friends that when I'm single, I'm the biggest whore in the entire world.
True.
I was a mess. And when I'm in a relationship, I'm very devoted and I'm very happy.
I couldn't ask for a better man.
Someone doesn't want the locks changed.
The vodka's kicked in, baby. Defo me.
Okay.
Yeah. Enough said.
This is interesting.
This is very interesting. Who has the final word in an argument?
3.
Wait, what does that mean?
Like when
they have to get the last word.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, do you not think it's me?
Mix of opinions.
I feel like you always say, like, why can't you just leave it there?
Yeah, true. But I also don't leave it. We're quite similar. The thing is, what we've realized recently, so we've been together for 2.5 years, and I saw this thing on a podcast that is by a person that I definitely should not be taking relationship advice from, but I did it anyway. It was Joe Bagnell. No, it's just one of the Real Housewives. So, like, they're all besties, so, like, shouldn't be listening to them. But they said, you don't need to learn how to love each other or be together. That should come naturally. You need to learn how to argue with each other to actually stay in a relationship. And I started to realize that is
You're
so
really good
true.
At that, to be fair.
Well, no, because you have to learn.
We don't even argue that much.
Well, really we actually don't. Right, we now. Did when we first like started to like get with each other, it was so fine. And then I'd say like a year in, we had patches where we would really argue a lot. But then you learn how to deal with that and you just get over it. And nowadays,
Because it becomes more serious.
I feel like
the tone changes and it's like you're trying to get to grips with one another.
Yeah. And also, I was at Newcastle Uni and this started to become my job. So I had to come down to London once or twice
a week.
And
I was living with my family. So he'd be at my like family house.
I'd be in his bedroom.
4 days a week.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, please just.
And it was horrible. We had.
We were living out of my bedroom, like sharing everything together. Right. It was just like very confined space.
Yeah, it was horrible. So,
Like prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prison, like honey.
Drop the salt, mama.
And he did.
But we're here now.
Who makes the first move?
Oh.
3, 2, 1.
Oh. Wait, what does this mean?
Maybe the first time?
The first time, def on me. Oh my God. And in general, probably.
What?
Yeah. I'm
He's
well
too busy making fucking carbonara. You're sat there with your beluga out in the kitchen.
I'd say.
I call sex with Max making carbonara. That's what it is. A bit of bacon, a bit of cream. You're
making beans on toast.
I'm crying.
with your beluga, baby. I feel like I am more forthright of a person. Like when we met, definitely I would have made the first move, 100%.
I made the first move full stop, though.
What? Like, oh, like you like me first.
Honestly, Twitch is so much. Yeah. It's killing me.
Right.
it's giving. Aww. We'll open a month out on a
I think I know this next one.
No,
but you guys can answer it. Who is more likely to get cancelled?
No, okay.
I mean, there's nothing to cancel left
to
the
one. There we go.
Come on.
There's some moments where I mean, Andrew literally goes to me, he's like, just stop. But I'm like, sometimes I just feel like I have to get my opinion out about things.
Mm. Yeah, I'm very much, I just live a quiet life. Like there's no need.
And I feel like the more that you put your opinion out there, whether it's good or bad, you're leaving yourself open to like interpretation and like people not liking you. So, yeah, there we go.
You're leaving yourself wide.
You're doing
wide open, baby. Beluga open.
Where's this from, man?
From they're saying that picture that I posted of my ass when we were on holiday.
Oh, like beluga.
Beluga.
Beluga, baby.
That was eye-opening for a lot of us.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, that species is in danger. Who is more likely to fight someone in a club? Oh, I think I know the answer to this.
Oh, my God.
3, 2, 1.
Defo me.
So non-confrontational.
Oh, my God. I'm
the calm one.
Wait, have there been a point.
Do you remember that boy?
Yeah, right. Oh my gosh. So I'm a lot more like reserved now, like as a person. I think
I've tamed the beast.
Yeah, I think
tamed the beluga.
I tamed the beluga.
Cut that whale, baby. Harpoon that bitch. I think
thank you for today's sponsor of the podcast, Peter. Oh god.
I think definitely through being with him, I've calmed down a lot more as a person. But also, as you get like a larger following, I feel like I've got more like social anxiety in a way of like, I don't ever want to do anything that could be misinterpreted or anything.
Sure.
Whereas like before I met him, there was this boy that I was speaking to. If a boy like came up to me, I'd go, what the fuck do you think you do it? Like in the face. Mm. And I can't even imagine doing that now, but someone came, we was in a bar. Yeah, well, I wasn't going to say that name, but we was in a bar.
We were in a bar.
Yeah. And this person who Andrew went on a date with, who Andrew literally had only ever told me about this person because he was like, it was a weirdo, like, right,
they will be watching this as well. I'm sure.
Oh, I don't give a fuck.
I'm sure of it.
I don't give a fuck.
Which is,
you're a fan, man.
Please stop.
But like, so Andrew briefly told me about this person. Then we were in this bar and he was like, oh, that person's here. And I was like,
can I tell you why I told you about this date? Because it was the weirdest date I've ever been on in my life. We spoke for like 3 days on Hinge. We were sending voice notes back and forth and it was kind of like moving a little bit quickly. But it was, I think it was like lockdown-y time. So it was kind of like, you couldn't really do much. Then we went for a walk around the park, went back to his, watched a movie. And then I was like, oh, I need to go because I had another plan to go to. And I was like, I wasn't sure if I wanted to actually like do anything else. Mm. And then I was like, I'm going to go. And he was like, no, please, please stay. And then he started like whimpering like a little child. Like, it was very bizarre. And then I was like, no, I really do. I need to go.
He said, change my diaper.
Make it even weirder than it is. Please. I can't. No, you make it even weirder now. What am I
so Andrew just got out the towel.
I went,
oh,
fine. We'll talk about talc.
Come this far.
Let's not talk about talc.
But anyway, it ended with me putting my shoes on. I stand up. He jumps on my back. Like, he's like, don't leave. And this is like, well, I say a fully grown man. He was probably like 5'6". But he literally like jumped. Sorry, Josh.
Oh, this is
still a grown man. But he like jumped on my back like this and he was like, please don't go, please don't go, please. First time I've ever met him.
I would have
like,
done that wrestling move, you know, where they just drop on the back.
Hey, oh, yeah. Out of nowhere, John Cena. Yeah, but so Andrew had only
that's
told
crazy.
Me this.
Anyway,
so
we see so
this
that was
guy.
The boy.
So yeah. I'm thinking, all right, whatever. He's probably embarrassed that he's seen Andrew and he acted so weird, whatever. Oh. He follows us around all night, like repeatedly, like coming up to us, trying to dance in between us. So I tap him and I go, just come over here. Mm. And I said, I hate to do this, but you're really fucking embarrassing yourself. I said, the only knowledge that I have of you is that you were a real fucking weirdo. And you're just proving that to be correct right now. Yeah. So if I was you, I'd just leave. And
it was pretty much
did he leave?
That, yeah.
Oh, but I was, and I was like, fair enough.
We
like,
didn't leave the club, but he just it's sheepishly like
that's,
ran
that's
off.
That's amicable, and I think sometimes people need to be told.
Yeah, if he was following us,
he was
dancing in between us,
though,
pushing like
in
onto
hindsight,
us.
I would have said something.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to him. Will you say something? Because otherwise, I look like a crazy person. I was like, do you know what? I'll be a crazy person.
Sometimes you just need to be crazy. I need an Andrew to sort me out. But let's find myself an Andrew, because I went up to someone outside said club who was in a TV show and was so drunk just staring at the floor, and I just cut into the conversation and went, like, you faked a relationship for a TV show. Out of nowhere.
It was,
I feel
it
like
that
is person. Right, you can.
Yeah, from
I
that
don't know
who
show.
It was.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like since I've stopped going out with Joe, shit's hit the fan. I used to be the Andrew, like, kind of.
We're not quite. You're quite calm, though. You're the calmer one.
Brothers all day, siblings all day.
Oh my God.
But yeah, no, I just need someone to calm me down.
You do.
It helps,
you're a lot.
Honestly.
Let's be real. I love you, but you are a lot. You really are.
Do you know what? Like, I've always had someone to kind of calm me down. And my hot girl summer, I haven't even fucked anyone. I've just fucked my own life up. That's like, damn.
Honestly,
some
like,
moments I could have got arrested.
The amount of times that I've said to Andrew, if I went through everything that I've been through and I was single, I don't think, number one, that I would have even the career that I have.
You would have lived.
I think I would have really gone wrong.
Like,
I was wild. You can ask any of my friends. Like, I would go out like 4 or 5 times a week.
Fisting, like
fisting, everything. Just like pretty much had my entire arm up someone at one point. And that's how we met, isn't it, Joe?
What scores are we on with the rounds,
right? Right, okay. So we've got, this is called Mr. and Mrs. Questions for George and Joe.
What colour are we?
You can barely read, sorry. Yeah, it's going to be difficult.
I'm going to be orange. You could be yellow.
Okay, so yeah. If it's me, I keep it up.
Actually, no, sorry, you're orange, I'm yellow.
Okay, whatever.
Right. Yeah, left
yeah.
them right.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
Who has more romantic trouble?
Wait, what colour am I?
You are
orange. Yellow.
You're orange.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to count us in?
Yeah. Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Oh, okay. So okay. Who's this again? Joe?
Yeah, it's given tumultuous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joe's whole relationship, everything to do with it, like relationships and dating people, is just like a movie.
I think you attract
life
chaos.
Life is a movie. No, there'll never be a thing.
I had to, even yesterday, he was just speaking to me about it all.
And he zones
like,
out.
I was just like, what? Yeah. I was trying to drive and I literally nearly crashed twice. And like, it's just.
Oh,
I think it is so crazy. I think with gay men, there's just so much. Think about it's how hard. Much.
It moves very quickly.
Very gay, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very gay. It is, yeah. Great adjective.
It's a bit gay.
It's a bit
gay. Think how much men want to have sex, and then think if there's two men together. Mm. Like, think how much you were just... Where was it where someone accused you of walking around with a boner?
Jack Wills.
George has got
the bed. You're too horny.
Story time, please.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't there.
We'll give this story time.
Yeah.
No names and stuff. But basically, yeah. I got so fucked in this club and we're on this brand trip and I get back and apparently I turn to Moyo and he's like, bro, you're like really tired, like you should go to bed. And I was like, well, I could go downstairs and go swimming with everyone, but I'm too horny, so I need to go to bed. And then all of a sudden...
Wait, this is true or this is what someone said
about
you?
No, this is true.
Oh, wait, right, you said that?
I did say it. But like,
so the truth comes out now.
Well, honey, when it's been 21 years, how old are you?
20 years.
20.
So. But the truth, no, so what happened? was I fancied someone on the trip or something, and I was saying that because I didn't want to like Maddie. Stick it on them,
right?
But I did. It, obviously, there was no context.
What you meant was I don't want to like fuck take it up. Too far.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
So that was that. But I know what you mean.
Yeah, I guess. It's been.
Wait, did you have a boner? Wait,
I didn't.
And then Max woke him up.
Max woke
George,
up.
Yeah, George. I woke him up by like literally being on his face, like George, honey, you've got to get up, George.
And I just woke up and I.
But it's because by that point, the route, obviously, what's it called? Like where you pass information on and on. Like,
Chinese whispers.
I don't know.
The whispers
in the willows.
Mad.
The whispers. And then basically by the time it got to me, it was George
lost
was
in translation.
George was walking around with a boner and had to be put in bed.
Yeah. So I woke up and I was like, morning, Moyo. And he was like, hi, mate. Like, I was like, what? And Joe was like, yeah, George. I was like, right, what have I missed? And he was like, you were too horny. Like, and I was like, weird. So
I remember
weird.
Me and Joe found out at the same time and we were looking at each other like, whoa.
Imagine like taking your mate like, sorry babe, can't come out, it's like too horny.
Oh, and your brother's present in the same house.
Yeah, just right, go on, next one.
Who is more whipped in a relationship? 3, 2, 1.
Oh.
I've never been in a relationship.
Okay, that's a good point. Someone.
Doesn't matter, bruv.
I feel like you simp hard.
Okay,
for people.
Okay, right.
Yeah, I don't simp.
Okay, right. So Joe was with someone who lived in Plymouth and he used to drive down there every weekend and then he ended up getting a job down there. This guy had a buzz cut.
Oh. Nothing wrong with the
buzz
cut.
And was built like a 12-year-old boy.
Nothing wrong with that.
And was gay.
Who is a better driver? 3, 2, 1.
Fuck off!
You speed.
Joe.
Hold on. I've got something to say. You're like car man. Isn't he the one that puts up all his stories of like...
George is car man.
You're like your little modifier.
I can drive.
But I don't crash.
Oh, have you crashed?
My alloys are scratched.
Oh.
He was in a ditch one time.
Don't talk about his ex like that, honey.
I just don't know what's going on with my car because I'll just turn fully up the music...
Turn
and then I'll be like,
up.
tip, mama, the whole drive home to Essex.
No, Joe actually knows I'm a better driver.
I'd feel safer in Joe's car, probably.
Exactly.
I'm
26. I've only crashed once, and it was to Demi Lovato's Confident coming out of a car park.
Oh, that is so gay. And you know what's
understandable.
You know what's so funny is I got out of the car, I went over, I'd fully dented in, like there was a woman in the seat and with her boyfriend.
Oh.
And then I could tell, like, you know when someone crashes if they're not actually injured. Like,
yeah,
and
yeah.
She
but
was
they
like,
came out
oh,
like,
oh my, I was like, don't give me that. I was so annoyed at her, which I shouldn't have been. I shouldn't have come off like that. But I was like,
you were annoyed at her.
He was annoyed at her because he crashed
into her in a wheelchair
and
you're
lying.
Annoyed.
I knew she was lying. I saw the conversation before I got out of the car. Right. And yeah, I just
Jesus
thought,
Christ.
You said, baby, what's wrong with being confident?
Right. Anyway,
you
next
do
one.
Voiceovers.
Next Disney movie. The big Beluga.
Who is better at saving money?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, I'd say.
Right.
You. The only reason I'd say you is because you're tight as fuck. You don't pay for anything.
Oi, oi.
So where does all that money go?
Fucking rude.
Me, yeah. I'm very clever with saying I'm very good with money.
Mm. You are good with money.
And I'm really good with money. I just think that I also will always pay for like taxis and all stuff like that.
Really. Oh.
He's very like, he's one of the, can I have the 129 for the milk? But then when it's like £100 meal, he's like, oh, you're going to get this.
Oh, I'm the same.
I'm exactly the same. Bollocks. And is he's it? Trying to mug it. Yeah, carry on. Next question.
Joe, we're just too similar. So you have found yourself an Andrew, if that's the case.
Well done. He's pretty great.
I'm single forever.
Right, who is the vainest? 3, 2, 1.
Liar! Actress, are you joking me? I've seen your Instagram.
My 30-minute workout.
All of your TikToks are like the edits where it'd be like the transition of like, look at me when I was 13, look at me now.
On Instagram yesterday and said, someone stop him.
No, we love them. We do. No, we love them.
Love it. We
no,
love,
you look
just
great.
Embrace it.
Let's go on your camera roll.
The muscles are muscling.
All the pictures.
Let's not, honey.
Let's go on his camera and see all the pictures of him like this.
You take an up angle.
Yeah, I love an up angle.
All the photos of my
You take like a lip bite. You do like a very like.
I love an up angle because when my beard is shaved, I get a bit double chin.
Do you know what, Mama? You're both in your sleigh era, so you may as well embrace it.
Exactly.
You're both
We're both single.
Yeah, if I wasn't a big fat beluga bitch, I'd be doing the same thing. And you best believe I used to have a good body and I rinsed the fuck out of it.
Don't know where it's gone. No,
yeah, me neither.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you've got it, flaunt it.
Yeah, I used to look like an ice sculpture. I've now just melted. That's how I describe it.
Oh,
that's
how
I describe it. Next one. Who is, the word here is cleverer. I'm not sure if that is a word. Yeah. Who's more clever? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we spoke about this on my podcast.
Everything back.
Right,
I shan't speak on
guess
this.
Guess what? Oh, well, I guess it's kind of not useful now, but guess who would you have thought would have got better, like, GCSE and A-level results?
Of these two?
Yeah.
I would say Joe.
Oh, right, okay. Because I said George.
Oh, is that the wrong answer?
In my head, I thought Joe would have been the same kind of
like
person
sucking dick
he is
in
right
year
now.
9 or something.
Yeah, sucking dick and cock in the hallway.
Yeah. The history teachers get in the sloppy toppy.
But Joe was a nice...
Oh, sorry, Lisa.
She knows.
But Joe was a nice little, like, teacher's pet kind of boy, which
actually,
I didn't see
your
coming.
Mum has said that you were the good one. You were the easy child.
Yeah.
So I feel like, yeah, that makes sense, but...
Oh.
Joe is clever as well.
Yeah.
Joe's switched on. Not that you're not. Very switched on.
I'm switched on with it.
He's got street smarts.
Yeah, and he's...
Yeah, he's
the breaking down of both relationships.
Yeah, and he's,
he's got leprosy. Bless him.
What right. is this?
I don't know.
Bringing up
I've had a drink, baby.
Oh, do you want any more?
No, I'm fine. I'll stay at that. Otherwise,
I'm already getting a bit loose.
Who is the most stubborn? 3, 2, 1. Right. Okay.
I'm stubborn person.
Stubborn as fuck.
What can you think of an example?
Just with like arguments and stuff.
I think also in terms of like business, like if I think something's a good idea and the whole family's like, it's not, I'm like, yeah, well, so it's a good idea.
Yeah, so it's like
I'm
just very like headstrong, but then I also am starting, like, I'm very good at opening myself up now to other ideas. Like I'm getting better at that.
Mm. You are getting better, but you can
I'm
see.
I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect.
You can see in his face. He's
come
like,
on, Jesse J.
No.
But yeah, no, I would say I'm very stubborn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give Joe an idea and he'd be like,
give me, what is it? Give them an inch and they'll give you a mile.
Take a mile.
Mm.
So
I'm
not
taking
smart,
10
really.
Miles.
How many GCSEs did you get?
Yeah.
10.
Oh. Right, last question. Who is more dramatic? 3, 2, 1.
Come on.
Baby.
It's a given.
That was easy.
I just love a bit of drama.
I feel like with Joe, it will be dramatic, but then because he's gay, he will just amplify times 10.
Well, that's homophobic.
He uses that card and he's
I'll spiral basically. Yes. Yes. I'll be like, I'm booking a spa day.
Joe is a queen. Joe is a queen.
Joe will be like, oh, I had one brand deal yesterday and I went to the gym and it was a hard session.
It was so difficult.
I booked 3 days in the Savoy.
I've never done that. You did that. You booked the Savoy for some puss in Switzerland.
fans. Vitaland!
He's always got a drop in the Savoy.
German Puss!
That's not...
Ich bin Puss!
Ich bin Savoy getrunken!
Can you tell he did... did you do German GCSE?
Yeah, he did.
Well, he likes to whip it out.
So what does ich bin mean?
Ich bin, I think it means I am. The
I
only...
I am
the,
tomato!
The only, the only sentence that I know is Darf ich bitte meine Jacke aussehen?
What does that mean?
That means, miss, please can I take my blazer off?
Wait, puedo quitarme la jaqueta means can I take off my blazer?
Jacket.
It's constantly hot in school.
Sweating my tits off.
Oh, God, it happens. Oh, that was a fun round.
That it was. Brilliant.
And the next round is Who Wants to Be a Podcaster? It's like, who wants to be millionaires? There's questions we have to answer, and then at the end, we'll go through the answers. So right, we're going to read them out. We don't know the answers. Number one.
God.
Number one.
George, you can fill out the board. I'll do it. Don't.
Okay, I'll pen.
Oh, right, okay.
Okay,
might need do you want me to write?
Pen. Oh, we're doing them all and then going through.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so number
how many
one.
Are there?
George, do you need to hold it up? Right, there's one.
Just
one,
how two, much space we should
eight
leave.
Questions.
Right,
eight,
we need right, a new
right,
pen.
Okay, right. Okay, so number one, which country won the Women's World Cup?
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Thanks. Shit.
We might need a new pen.
Right, do you know
that's what, I think we can do that. We can just carve it on if not.
Think?
Who recently put out a family reality Netflix show?
Oh, sorry.
Which nurse has been found guilty of murdering seven babies?
Oh my God.
You know, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Number four. Which Made in Chelsea star announced their twins' birth?
Wait, what does that mean?
Wait, Made in Chelsea? Oh.
So she announced she has she's having twins.
Oh, she's got twins. Oh,
oh, she's
right.
Giving she's birth. Having, she's pregnant.
Not their twin had a child. Twins.
She's had them.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who that is.
I don't really know Made
let's
in Chelsea
just
people.
Come up with, do you know any of them?
Binky.
The, no, I was going to say there's one called Binky in there. She seems quite cool. Bonk.
Okay. which celebrity lost over 200k on Instagram last week?
Oh,
Hold on. You're the worst person whispering.
Oh, okay.
We're both.
did you say that as well?
You're saying it too loud.
I know. Sorry, I forgot. I can't.
Which, oh, I know. Which singer threw a microphone at an audience?
Oh my God, that was so funny.
It's sold now, isn't it?
As
96,000 euros.
Which what? Two female
the
singers?
Microphone?
That's mad. Yeah,
did it?
Yeah. Wow. On eBay, it sold for 96,000.
Oh my God.
Which two female singers are heading to make over $1 billion of their tours?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And?
Yeah.
Mm.
These are very gay questions.
Good thing you got me then, isn't it, George? Oh, well, wait for this. Which footballer changed clubs after 19 years?
Oh, for God's sake.
It's almost as hard as you.
Oh, yeah, of course he knows that.
Who the hell is that?
Footballer's been playing for the same club for 19 years.
Yeah, and he didn't win a single trophy.
So the third and final round is spill your guts or fill your guts.
Oh. It is
that is it. So basically, you're going to ask us questions. If we answer, we get a point. Fine. If we don't, we have to eat a mixed hot chili, which I don't want to be doing. Vice versa. And whoever wins this basically wins the whole thing.
Yeah.
God, we're going to get ring stings so bad, aren't we?
Yeah. Oh. Number one.
Wait, who's going first? I thought they were doing
shit.
Us.
Yeah, sorry.
Right, we'll switch.
I'm asking you first.
Yeah.
Okay, right. We'll take it in turns.
I'm miles away.
First question.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there should be tense music right now. Andrew, you do tense music sound. Doom.
Doom. Doom.
First question.
Sounds like Big Ben.
I don't know what that is.
George, where were you last week and who with?
You're going to have to eat it. You're going to have to eat it. Where you can't.
I almost say their name.
That's.
Yeah, that's shit. Oh, have I got to eat one?
Yep. Mm. Unless you want to say where you were.
Maybe don't have to say their exact name, but you could just
tell
say.
That they're a pop star, you know, Swedish pop star.
I'm sweet.
Got some great hits.
Bro, have I got to actually eat these?
That's the whole game.
Yeah, this is your show, guys.
Oh, bro, they stink.
Oh, my gosh.
This looks like when you get the pizza box.
Yeah.
Oh, I only want a little nibble.
Oh, you're going for the red
just
one.
Just have like half of it.
That's a spicy one. Oh,
is that spicy? Oh.
George really said, I'm staying private, mama.
Is it not bad?
It's fine, no?
Oh, really?
Oh.
Oh.
He's not good with spice.
Neither am I.
I've got milk on deck.
He's really bad with spice.
Oh, God, he's got the phone and everything. Oh, surely not.
Oh, my
not.
God.
I kind of just want to...
Guys, he's just ran off set. For the audio listeners.
Yeah, for the audio listeners, George is in the toilet.
Yeah.
Has got violent diarrhea. What?
Go for more than that. Ah.
Wow.
You're right.
Oh yeah. No, I'm really scared now. Jeez Louise.
Fuck. Get that H2O.
Is Andrew going to ask me mine? I'm scared.
Ask him.
That is so hot.
This one.
Wait. I think they ask us one now.
No, no. You.
Right. We'll do all of them.
Yeah, do all of
them. Okay, then brilliant.
Right. Joe, are you dating anyone at the moment?
Do you know what? Actually, I'm not.
It's boring.
Actually,
make something up.
From yesterday, I'm just doing my own thing.
Oh, that's so sweet. How many people have you got with in the last month?
Yeah, can we answer the question? Yeah,
that's a good one.
Let me rephrase that question, baby.
How many guys were you seeing at once?
Also, every time I see Joe, he's like, I'm just focusing on myself at the moment. And then the next time I see him, I'm like, I just got railed next.
How many in the last night?
Actually sit and try and work it out. In the last month, last 30 days.
Wait, I can think of...
I don't think you can count that high.
That's three already.
What about that boy? Do you remember that boy at Pride who fully had a boyfriend that he'd been with for like 10 years? Who is like our friend's friend.
He'll be watching this. I want to say his name.
He cheated on his boyfriend.
That's five in the last 2 weeks.
He's a lovely guy though.
It's taken me to get one in 21 years and he's had five in 2 weeks.
You're killing it, George. You're killing it.
Thank you. I'm
proud of you.
I want to say...
This is awful the way...
I want to go with a sensible six.
In 1 week?
Two.
In 2 weeks.
Three, maybe.
There was...
Seven.
Seven?
Honey, put down seven.
We're not slut-shaming
here. Let's
just
pretend to be seven. No, not slut-shaming.
I said, I'm not getting ring sting from this, baby. I've had a coffee today.
I'm getting it from someone else, honey. Right. Oh. Next question. Joe, rank the top five people that you hate in the industry right now.
The top five?
Maybe I know there's at least 10. And he ate. He ate that.
That was horrible. Name one famous person that you flirted with in your DMs.
And failed. I can name one.
Who? Oh my God. I know somebody who I think thought that I flirted with them. And
are we thinking the same person?
Wait, Pete. Whisper. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So Troye Sivan messaged me. And I think I told you. No, so
fuck off.
I know. So Troye Sivan messaged me, being so nice. And bear in mind, I love Troye Sivan. Like, do you know who Troye Sivan is? He's like a singer. Like, he's huge. He's from New Zealand.
As well.
He's literally like,
I'm obsessed with him.
I adore
and
him.
Very sweet, man.
I think he's so funny.
He seems very sweet.
I used to watch his videos back in the day. I'm such a huge fan. He messaged me. And I was obviously like, what do you do when Troye Sivan messages you? He messaged me something like, oh, like love your content or whatever. Yeah. So I was like, shut up, stop making it weird. I was like, I'm speaking to Troye Sivan right now.
Maybe he don't care.
He don't give a shit. And then I had had a drink because we were going out that night. So I messaged something. I was like, oh, because we'd messaged like a few times back and forth, like, and he was just being so nice. And I was like, oh, how do I say, like, if you're ever in the UK, I'd love to like meet you or like see you or whatever without being weird. So I was like, let me, like, if you're ever in the UK, I'll show you how like awful people are from the UK.
Is that what you said?
I said that.
That's even worse than I thought.
No, that's all that I said. And then I remember thinking, and then he just like didn't reply for like ages. And I was like, oh my God. And then the next morning I woke up and I was like, that could sound a bit weird, couldn't it? I'll show you how awful people are from the UK. And I was like, ugh.
How awful and is Beluga like, is, mama?
Oh, literally. And I was like,
it's
oh
lovely.
My God.
It really is.
I was like, I was not flirting with you. And I wanted to message like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, that was weird. I didn't mean to be weird. And then
did he
blue
tick? Did he just read it?
Oh, red.
Red.
Like, done. Yeah. And well, I was like, oh. But Troye Sivan, I'm so sorry. I promise I wasn't flirting with you.
It's not happening. It's just not.
Send him my way and I'll show him how awful people are in the UK.
You'll get a whole pass. If he ever did, absolutely, by all means.
Do you know what, Troye Sivan, I take it back, baby. Reply. No, bless. Yeah, but that
chili's doing bits on my stomach, by the way.
Is it?
Oh,
is it that spicy?
Andrew,
yeah.
Since being with Max, do you think you've treated people...
Say it again.
Wait. Yeah. I've read that wrong. Andrew, since being with Max, have people treated you differently?
Ooh. Yes, I'd say so. I mean, It's weird, isn't it? Because it's like, I now feel like I go into social situations, like if we're out in a club, like if you're there, for instance, when we went out after the Garnier party the other night, we went out and then it's like a couple girls came over to me and they've been like super, super friendly with me, like really aggressive. And beforehand, like before you, I would have just been like, oh my God, like making some friends on a night out. I used to do that all the time. Now it's like, is there an ulterior motive? Like, are they just being extra nice because I'm a stepping stone to you or to be in
which
the group
is really sad.
Which is so sad. And it actually made me, I was thinking about it the other day and I was like, actually quite depressing because I'm like, it makes you question.
Well, the thing is, when we met, I had like a few, I had like, it wasn't my job. This was not my job. I wasn't like doing anything like other than just like some weirdo on the internet. And then we met and shortly after is when it started to take off for me. Mm. So people, and as it started to take off is around the time where I felt comfortable posting you. So we would like go out separately and people would come over to him and like try and get with him and they'd say, no, I have a boyfriend. They'd be like, yeah, we know. Yeah, Max Belegde, we know.
Oh, all the time.
And then the same would happen to me. Like all the time, boys would try to get with me.
Yeah, you'd get pictures of me like out with my friends.
People would send me pictures
of like, oh, look, your boy's out tonight. And it's like,
I'm going to get with your boyfriend.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to go out for a drink.
All the time. Oh yeah, that's why we don't really go out as much anymore. The thing is, I think nowadays it happens less because we've been together for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
So people know like that it's not an early door.
We're unbreakable, baby.
When it's early on, honestly, I can't recommend. Honestly, George, you're doing great. Keep it to yourself because it will get ruined. Like people,
you've got to be solid. Amount, like,
and we were not even, like I had like 800K. I'd never worked in the whole
so
space
optimistic.
Before.
Yeah. Keep it private. It will be ruined.
But like seriously though, because people see it as a mission to like try and break up.
It's a gay culture thing, a little bit.
No,
that's homophobic, honey.
My problem is I'm so loud. Like, I would find it hard to keep anything private, really.
I know what you mean.
I know.
Yeah.
I was actually seeing someone and he called it off. Well, he didn't call it off, but he kind of pulled me to one side and was like, there's a real issue here with you talking about every encounter we have on a podcast.
But to be fair, I used to hate that because he had his own podcast when we
first. Yeah, but nobody listened to
but
that.
But no one listened to it. But he'd speak about like past boyfriends and then the beginning of me.
Do you ever want to know what happened in mine and Andrew's relationship when we met? I told
detail.
Everything.
But then I'd be listening on the way to see you like, fuck me. Like, why are you telling everyone this? Yeah. That's really weird.
It was weird. But I mean, now that's just the nature of our job, isn't it? I think we become so comfortable sharing so much about our life just because that's what we've done now.
You forget that
you do.
Yeah. We're in this room right now, like we're just having a chat, like you two are having like discourse about whatever. Not at one point have I been thinking about the hundreds of thousands of people that could be watching this.
Yeah.
Because you just get comfortable, which is quite bad.
Yeah,
3 million people that shall live stream this now. But it's crazy, you just get comfortable and sometimes a bit too comfortable.
Yeah, it happens. But you know what?
Happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll find someone.
I doubt it.
Maybe one day.
Reword that to like...
Oh, no.
Like, so I don't know, like, reword it.
Max, which one TikToker do you despise?
Oh.
Is there one?
You've got to give us an answer.
There's not a standout. There's a collection. No, I'm joking. There's not.
What?
I don't know. There's like...
Whisper at someone. I can't think of
I'm not going to...
Let me think about this. Oh, is there someone that you're thinking
of? I guess despise is a heavy word.
Yeah, despise
is very strong. It's active hate.
Hate, very indifferent to.
Indifferent.
Dislike.
Because it's like hate is like an
active
feeling.
Dislike their content.
Dislike a lot.
I'm genuinely really trying to... Why are you smiling?
I don't know. It's just funny. I love that.
I can see the media training between those eyes.
Whisper someone in my ear that you're thinking of.
I couldn't dare.
Well, then...
I mean, someone said you stink. Surely you're indifferent to their content.
I don't hate Elphaba.
Yeah. No.
I mean, is Elphaba even a TikTok? I guess so. She's like a live stream individual. I just think that entire side of... I will say I hate that culture
same,
of TikTok.
Yeah, same
I hate it.
Same
I think it's disgusting.
Do you think it's that new wave begging? Because that's what I think.
That's what it is.
It's like people have come off the streets and gone.
It's like, who is sending these gifts? Like, who is letting this out? Like,
vulnerable
kids, right?
People. Yeah. Vulnerable people
that think that they formed an attachment with someone and that's sad that they're preying on.
Yeah,
it's really horrible.
People that have their mum's credit card attached to an account and they're probably sending.
Yeah, that was me, age
pounds.
11, Club Penguin, like buying Puffles with my mum's credit card.
Oh, Chelsea the Art is the new Club Penguin.
Yeah, it is. Literally. But it's just.
So weird.
I think it's so disgusting and I kind of hate that it's allowed. Like, I get why TikTok. Yeah,
it's actually legal.
Yeah, I get why TikTok as a platform would do, because they're probably making so much. They take like 70% of the gift. So, like, of course they're going to do it. But there's such a way that you can go around it. Like, something like Twitch has existed for years. People haven't had an issue with that, but that's because people would offer kind of a service, like they would play a game and you could do it. And that's what I thought Elphaba was doing at the beginning.
Just sitting there begging, going like, give me
Elphaba at the beginning was singing and just like showing a life.
Do you know who's one of
time.
The worst? That Lawrence guy who faked, he's like health journey.
Yeah. Did he fake?
Yeah.
I used to write
and,
for that
and now,
man.
And now he sits there and he's like, I need another whale or whatever. These whales cost like £120 as a gift. Yeah. And he's like, I need two more. Mm. And people are actually sending
I think it really also takes away from people that have worked really hard on the platform to build something for themselves and graft, to have people like that affiliated with.
Yeah,
100%.
That's why, I fell out of Elphaba, that thing, because she said, she was at that event and said, and got a press pass and said, I'm here working for TikTok.
Yeah.
And I was like, that completely diminishes everything that I've done.
100%. Yeah.
Because you're going to go around and tarnish that by interviewing people with a fucking hairbrush.
Yeah. And that is also why I made that video, because I was just like, I do not want anybody to think TikToker Max Belegde and TikToker Elphaba are in the same universe. Because at the end of the day, I mean, at the beginning, it was a lot of fun and games, like just making silly videos, and then it became work, and I definitely work hard.
He works very hard.
And the fact that somebody can just, the thing is, it's the easiest thing in the world to be offensive.
Mm.
We could sit here right now and say a list of words that would make the internet blow up, give us infamy around the world, and everybody would be watching us. Yeah. And that's what these people do.
Yeah.
That's the easiest thing to do. What is difficult?
Modern day Big Brother, really. Like, as in, like, it's like
oh my God, I've said this before as well. It literally is like Big Brother Live all the time.
Watching shit unfold. But then like, it's weird because I don't know when these things happen. It's like, how much of it's orchestrated by them? And this is like, Elphaba's going to go around to Chelsea the Arts House and like, because they know everyone's going to be like, what
the
fuck?
This is where I found difficulty with it, because she sat, and I said this on my podcast, she sat on my bed getting me into Elphaba greenness. And she said to me at length about how hurt she was about what Chelsea the Art had done to her, said about her,
which is
everything.
Very valid, because she'd say
which was
some
so valid
awful
because
shit.
She
awful,
was saying
like,
transphobic, awful things. Yeah. And I literally saw a person with genuine emotion in her face. Not even like 2 or 3 weeks later, she moves into Chelsea the Art's house and is sat there
doing
going, come on, give me the money, give me the money.
The need for attention or money or views or whatever supersedes like your actual like feelings or like what's
self-work.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
So I said to her in messages recently, I said, Elphaba, because she went on and on when all this discourse went down on the internet saying, you are causing so much hate for me. You're causing people to be transphobic. So I didn't realize that obviously that is something that's just going to be a byproduct of her having any infamy and whatsoever. So I filtered the comments that you can say on the podcast account, because people were called like misgendering her and everything. And that's one thing, totally one thing, so valid, should not be happening. It's absolutely disgusting. But I said to her, Elphaba, if you personally are finding it so overwhelmingly difficult, like you say that you are, that like you're on the edge, this is happening, you don't understand, why would you not step away from
take
that?
Break,
I said to her, why would
don't
you not
go live every night?
And she said, I can't. She said, I won't step away from it. So I said, well, if that is the case,
well,
then a bit of you loves
it. If you had a job where you were mentally struggling on the edge at your job, you would quit your job or come away and have a mental health check, blah, blah, blah.
100%.
You are your own worst enemy then.
Yeah, it's not even a case of like, she's hard done by and like has to stay at the job because like there's no other option. Mm. She's made a shit ton of money.
She showed me when I was there that she can earn like upwards of like $3,000-$4,000-$5,000 a week from just doing it. It's like,
and I meant to feel bad for you.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
No, like, don't. So.
No, it's sad it's sad that, because I genuinely think when she first started, like when you would go live with her and everything, I think that was a genuine person who was also like 17, 18 years old.
Like a good singing
time.
And it was a laugh.
Singing
and
having a good time.
And it was just like.
And now they started to get money. Mm. And then she got swept up in the whole like begging culture of it.
Massively.
And I think it's just too much.
And lying.
Lying.
Oh, it's
constantly.
Like,
but again, it's like, oh, I've not got many viewers. Shall I say I've got autism right now?
I also want to make a point of saying that there was a comment she made about basically being on the wait list for an autism diagnosis, but then also goes and buys a Louis Vuitton, like whatever it was. Yeah. I don't even know what the fuck it was.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, if a lot of people were struggling with wait lists and stuff and you're earning up circa like $4,000 or $5,000 a month, you can pay privately to get a diagnosis.
Of course.
Therefore, you're just lying, right? I just like, it's just, but it's like, it doesn't feel like real life.
No,
it feels like a virtual like AI created thing. Yeah. It doesn't feel real.
No.
So anyway.
And it is real life. I've met her in person and I saw a very genuine, nice person when I met her. And then what I've seen on the internet, which you could argue isn't a true reflection, but when you're live streaming your life 24/7, that is
it must
a true
be.
Reflection.
Yeah.
is a very different person. So, yeah.
Well, it's that leads us on to Andrew's question.
Jesus Christ.
Andrew, if you could date any other TikToker, who would it be?
I mean, I've never put thought to this in my life.
This might be a chilly moment. A mixed hot chilly.
Yeah. Go on.
Eat it.
No, answer.
Eat it.
Can hear his muscles cracking.
Answer. Answer, Andrew. I mean, go on, do it.
Answer the question.
Do like a cop-out answer.
No.
I need another gay creator.
It has to be a gay man.
Yeah.
You just eat the chili. This is going to cause the whole thing.
Right, okay.
No, I kind of want to know.
I wouldn't know. Can I think about that? I wouldn't even know anybody.
Who? What? Like, do I have to think they're attractive, or can it just be someone I get on with?
All of the gay like creators that I know are absolute chaos.
The most similar would be go for Joe, because like you know he's mildly attractive and like
mildly
loud.
Yeah.
Attractive. Eat the fucking chili, bitch.
Borderline at best. Yes.
Right, I'll eat one.
Maybe Andrew could tame you like he tamed me. I doubt it, but maybe.
I think you're a bigger beast.
Have you got a brother?
I do. I've got two, but they're not gay, so well.
As far as I know. Time, baby.
Maybe spaghetti straight until you warm it up.
Baby, spaghetti straight until you warm it up.
So many one-liners today. What is it? So stupid.
Rosie, that has to be a clip.
Baby, spaghetti straight until you warm it up.
Right, can I eat this chili?
Yes, go ahead.
God.
That is the funniest thing I've heard.
In my mouth.
All right, he's going to say it's all right now. He's half Greek, so he thinks he's solid.
Have you got any Greek family members that are fit and might be gay and might be calming energy?
Oh my God, I've got one gay family member.
Do you?
That I learned about later in life. But bless his heart, he lives in Brighton.
Okay.
Which is like the gay capital.
Isn't he a lot older as well?
Yeah, he's like my mum's cousin.
Oh.
Bless him, he just like hid there because I think he thought, my family really chill, but I think he just was scared. So he's still not even out. But it's like he has a partner, like a friend.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, everyone's like his friend. But he won't be watching. I mean, he's like 60.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We need to find me some calming energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to.
We'll find it. Maybe not in the 20s, 2020s, but.
Do you think Kieran? No.
No.
My friend, no.
Joe would eat him alive. Are you joking?
Do you like tall or do you like shorter?
A little bit shorter than me.
He's quite a lot shorter.
Yeah, no.
To be fair, I love you, Kieran.
I think I just need some calming energy. I don't know what I fucking want. No, I want.
I think I need, I don't know what
I want. A huge cock.
Yeah. I need someone that's like, that gets it, that like is calm energy on me, but is also like got enough personality to be, if I could be in a room with everyone, I could leave them alone.
Oh, that was one of the things that I liked about him.
It's me.
Like,
and they can mingle and be confident in themselves.
100%, like, there is nothing worse. My first boyfriend had all the personality of spaghetti that was hard, mama. Like, literally, like, uncooked spaghetti. Like, and him too, like, he had a boyfriend that was like fully straight. We both had like quite similar experiences, but pretending to be straight.
Yeah.
Meaning
they're the worst ones.
Oh my God, they can't hold a conversation, can't do anything. It was horrible. And then when I met him and he met my friends for the first time, that's like a big test. Like he met Claudia Maisie. And
they liked me.
Yeah, like, and I could literally go to the bathroom and not feel like I need to bring him with me.
Yeah, my ex would literally like, I'd leave him with my friends, bless them. My friends were so sweet. Like he came to my birthday party. And they did shifts in like rotation, just so it was one at a time going and sitting.
That's not what you want.
Just to not overwhelm him. And I thought that's so sweet. And he was like older than me by like 5 or 6 years or something. So it was like, that was very valiant of them. But I mean, with you, straight off the bat, all my friends liked him. You were just ran away.
I'm very nice.
There'll
be someone. When I
leave, you'll find
it,
someone.
They'll hit me in the face.
It hits you when you're not looking.
Older. Yeah. Older guys, like kind of like mature man.
At this point, muscly older. I've got many types, Andrew.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm not typist.
Picky. Sure.
Yeah.
I've got no standards. Just say that.
He's a massive whore.
Spaghetti mama.
Take it all.
So you guys win.
I didn't even
need. Yeah,
we have a gift for you.
So you guys win.
No way.
What is this? What is happening?
Is this protein? Because I won't use it.
No. It's
for your new house.
It's like a kilogram of chicken stock.
Oh my
God. Get attacked by the hoe. We're not in Switzerland.
What is that? Wait, what the fuck
it's called a hoe.
Chicken feet? Oh, a hoe for gardening.
We've got two for you. as one of my shops.
Wait, no. Why are you all acting like this is normal? Why are you like, Jumbo oh, we've got you stock. Some chicken stock.
It's a kilogram of
I'm
chicken
so
stock.
I'm so gassed by this.
Wait, let me open this. I feel like there's going to be a cock inside this. Of it.
It's all packaged up properly.
Oh, it's sealed.
Yeah.
Thank God
are we
sealed.
About to be drug mules?
Yeah, this is
you're a... like, just put it in your suitcase and take it on
that's
holiday.
That's 1 kilogram of...
Mama, what is the story of it? Did you actually get this for me?
No, so basically, we always just go to the corner shop and just pick the most like biggest random
thing. This is going to sort me out.
And this
is like people
have, chicken people have won like two and a half kilograms of sweet corn.
Oh,
I'd much rather have this last a long time.
Like this
time.
Yeah.
I'm so
you.
Happy.
That's
yeah.
so much,
guys.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How are
you
spaghetti?
Although we have to travel up north with these.
It's all right. It's worth it.
We'll put it in your mouth.
We'll make it work.
Thank you both for coming on.
Thank you so much for having us.
So much fun.
It's been brilliant.
Always
as
a pleasure, never a chore.
Of course.
And on that note.
And we'll see you on the cruise.
Maybe.
And I'll see you cruising.
I'll cruising see you cruising in the park, baby.
Thank you guys for watching. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe and comment spaghetti.
Guys, if you are listening on Spotify, please rate us 5 stars. It helps massively. And that is it for this week. Max and Andrew, we love you lots.
I will see
you next week.